Hey guys, so I wanted to make another video. Yeah, I know another video on Monday, right? Don't worry, this is coming out on Sunday. Today's Saturday, 7th. It's coming out on the 8th. I wanted to make a quick story talking about of how it's not he's not your girl, it's just your turn. This was a classic situation I found my friend in. My friend was in someone I knew from like 20 years ago. All these are old stories, but I never shared them online before. But anyway, this is when I was like 23, all right? And he was 21. I'm not gonna say his real name. I'll just call him Steam Deck. Yes. Yeah, my favorite thing in the world, Steam Deck or Rock LAX. So Steam Deck was with a girl for about 8 years, and she was probably the most self-centered, messed up, broken, messed up person ever, ever. And she was just a nag. She was a lot of things, but a nag was the biggest one. She didn't work. She had a car paid off. And that was her leverage over him because he didn't have a car. So she would drive him to work, and we would work together for 8 hours. And he would complain about his situation, and I would kind of tell him like, "Why don't you just break up with her and not care and just walk to work?" And he didn't want to do that because he said he didn't want to be lonely. Okay, I get it, I guess. And I just he had some weird tendencies. Like he was clingy. He was a people pleaser, but he was also very independent and very sure of himself. He had high confidence, and he was a people pleaser. So it was kind of a weird hybrid. I don't know how that works. But anyway, so as time went on, the girl was like flat out abusing him, not physically, but like emotionally, like financially, like just taking half his check just because. And of course, she didn't have a job, so she never paid anything back. So yeah, he was kind of broke. He was broker than me, and we both worked at a grocery chain, so we both worked the same hours, so I knew how much he made. And this is like 2010, I believe. And things were a lot cheaper back then. But anyway, I started to get concerned about some of the things he was saying. He was saying, she's manipulative, she's lying a lot, she's, staying up late at night talking on her phone all the time, and she's seeing his family members. And I was like, "Why don't you check her phone, man?" And he said, "What, really?" And I said, "Yeah, like the real her is on her phone probably. That's really who she really is." And he said, "Oh, well, I have to ask her permission to check her phone." That's when I knew it was already over. So he pretended that his phone was dead. He actually, no, well, no, he didn't pretend. He actually killed his phone. He actually unplugged it and left it on overnight to the point where when he woke up the next day, it was dead. And he said, "Hey, can I use your phone for something?" And she said, "Sure." And it was unlocked. He swiped through, like, he had to make a phone call, actually. He legitimately had to make a phone call, but he was looking through the messages. And he saw all these guys' messages and saw someone named Chad. I don't know. I think it was his real name. I don't know. But Steam Deck was really mad. So Steam Deck was like, "What the heck?" And she was like, "Oh, you're always working." She deflected everything and put it on him. Like he was the bad guy. This man was working, paying bills, making sure they both were fed, gave her half her check every week, and still didn't complain. And the only thing he didn't have was a car, but he did everything else, and that was major. And they were living with someone else and stuff. But anyway, it was a mess. So they got into a big argument. They, you know, he had to walk to work that day. He drove off because he told me this. So he was very upset, obviously. We were doing, some work, and we're like, "Dude, like what's going on?" He said, "Such and such broke up and we're fighting." And she drove off, and I saw someone else in some other guy's name and all that stuff and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh man, it's sad, but it's just your turn. And I said that as a joke, but I didn't understand the magnitude of what that meant. I didn't understand the magnitude of what that meant. I didn't understand the impact. I was like, hey, it's just your turn. I said it like that. And he looked at me and said, you know what? You're right. It was just my turn. She was never mine. And I, as me being 22, 23 years old, that was probably the first red pill quote I ever heard. And that was the most red pilling thing I've ever seen in my life. Well, there was a couple other things, but this was the first, very first thing that my first taste of the red pill, what I didn't know was red pill. I said as a joke, hey, it's a turn. And he said, yeah, you know what? You're right. I had no idea. We had no idea. We had no idea what we had said. We had no idea. We had no clue, honestly. And I got to admit, I have to admit, it probably should have saved us right there. We probably should have like looked into that. Because that was a cool, that was kind of a cool situation that we kind of came up to a red pill conclusion we just came to, but we didn't. We were still young and stupid. Especially me. I was, oh Lord. Anyway. So yeah, the girl drove off and she came back like 2 weeks later to the house. She packed up, got her stuff. 2 weeks later, she found out she was pregnant. Tried to crawl back to him, Steam Deck. He said, no, I know we didn't sleep with each other all month. We were fighting, and you drove off for 2 weeks. I know it's not mine. She went back to whoever she slept with. She went back to him, and they're together, I guess. I don't know. I think she's a single mom. I think she's doing bad. From what I heard years ago, she wasn't doing good, and this is before the baby was born. So I'm sure she's not doing good now. And this was about 20 years ago. So the kid's probably like, well, this is like, it's near 20 years, but not really. So probably more like 14 years ago. So she's probably a teenager by now. I think it was a girl. So this girl had a teenager. I mean, she has a teenager by now. She's got to be like in high school because it was years ago. I was in my early 20s, and I'm almost 40. I'm almost 40 by now, so it's got to be a teenager. But anyway, so yeah, that is something I wanted to speak upon, is that any girl you have, it is your turn to have her. But at any moment, she can leave you. She can leave you. And that's just the truth. That is the truth. That is a sad, hurtful truth, is that any girl, any modern woman you meet in this day and age, they have had someone, been with someone, and they will have someone and be with someone after you if it doesn't work out. Even if it does work out, she could still have someone on the side just in case as an insurance policy. That is scary. That is very scary because it makes you not trust your own girl, your main girl. You're scared at night. And I've had guys tell me, I'm scared to leave her alone because I don't know who she's going to be with. And these are married men. Married men that I have talked to in my family confided in me, tears in their eyes, saying I don't know who she's talking to, and when I check her phone, there's nothing there, but I still know there's something going on. She's constantly erasing her phone. She's talking about viruses on her phone. She has to erase it. That is a warning sign. Anyway, this video is coming out February 8th. I hope you guys enjoy today's video. How much is her soul worth? I just dropped it. I decided to do this video on top of what I just did, and to basically, cover Sunday, and then Sunday night I'll probably do me another video based off of this story. Not based off of this story, but today's lesson. Because I have another whole video swirling in my mind. I have another story about it's not, you're not hers, it's just your turn. I have a big one about that. But anyway, that is it. Okay, bye guys.